I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kelly, since I shared my new venture into the world of online dating on Monday and we got listeners to help select my profile pic.
Right.
My DMs on Instagram have been flooded.
Okay.
Not all good.
Look at you go.
Wait, not all good. Just flooded with random messages. So much so that I actually put my phone away for like 2 hours the other day and watched a movie just because I didn't want to read anymore.
Okay. You're getting blown up that much?
Yeah, the most I ever have.
Okay.
I'll be honest. But I
can I be a little nosy?
Yes.
Will you share some of it? Like, how scandalous are people getting in your DMs?
That's what I want to do. I want to share a few with you and not name people. Obviously, I've changed some of the wording on a few and what I can share.
Okay, so are you getting some that aren't PG? Have you got any pictures DM'd you?
No pictures.
Okay.
No scandalous pictures.
Okay.
I'm trying to think now. There's other ones I haven't opened yet because I don't want to open it. Just stuff like this. Like, hi, guy, online dating stinks. But if you want to, I'll date you.
Oh, okay.
How about this one?
I like that opening line.
I think there are many better looking people online than you, man, so save your ego and stay off.
Oh, come on. You could save that comment, dude.
Hi, guy. I got you. Don't worry. I can fix you up with not one, but all my friends.
Okay.
Don't do it, bro. Don't think you'll be good at it, but you can hang with me and my buddies anytime.
Oh, that's nice.
One last one I'll read. You look like a great dad and I enjoy you and Kelly sharing your lives every morning with me. Please don't show your son on the dating sites. And if you're ever in OC, we must get a drink immediately.
Immediately.
So that were some of the, you know, PG ones.
And I was going to say, those seem pretty tame.
I also got criticized a lot. I got loved a lot. It was a full spectrum of DMs.
Well, if you have that many people coming straight to you, are you still going to do the online dating? Or are you going to weed through your DMs and see where it goes there?
No, we're still trying the online dating.
Okay.
It's one step at a time, right? We've got my picture now. Now we have to write a profile because I need to know who you are.
Oh, okay. All right, so let's get some tips on that. If you've ever written a dating profile or if you've been reading them, can you let us know some things to do, not to do? Kind of like the picture thing.
That's exactly what we're asking. That's what we want to hear from you. 888-431-3765. Appreciate you guys helping me out.
Well, you're getting some help whether you want it or not on your online dating journey. I'm kind of thinking now that we're helping you with all of these dating profiles and stuff, we might need to actually go on a date with you, too. So once you find somebody...
What do you mean? Who?
Maybe,
were you?
Maybe Art and I can double date with you.
Oh, I love that.
Just to see.
Please.
See it in action as we put all of this together.
I'll be honest, Kelly, I love that you're doing this vicariously with me. Like, I'm really, really enjoying doing it with you. So, yeah, you and Art are absolutely coming.
Well, I feel like this has been a whole process, yep. And you're getting a lot of love and a lot of good insight on what to do because you're new to online dating, but some people aren't. Like Erica and Yorba Linda text in, and she says, when it comes to your dating profile, just be honest. Put on there what you're looking for, and if you're not looking for something serious, make sure you put that. She said that she does. She's very honest. She doesn't want a long-term relationship. She's just looking for someone maybe to go have drinks with, maybe watch a movie, or she said to go over to her house for some real fun.
Yes!
Yeah, she even says she lists that she has 2 kids and 50% custody, so she's trying to do all that. And I think, Erica, if you're going to write yours, it's just mama's looking for some loving.
That's what you do. Love you, Erica. I just put a few things I like into, like, AI, ChatGPT, because I don't really know how to write this.
I just did, too.
Oh, you did it, too?
Yes.
You didn't tell me.
Okay, you do yours first.
This is what it spat out. Okay. Outside of work, he's all about having fun and making the most of his free time. He enjoys a variety of activities from spontaneous weekend getaways and outdoor adventures to attending concerts and exploring new restaurants. His social calendar is busy with plans with friends and gatherings or networking events where he's known for his charisma and ability to connect with people.
What is that voice, first of all?
It's how I'm imagining ChatGPT speaking. Are you making me?
That's your dating Siri.
I wrote in like radio, restaurants, and that's what they spat out for me.
Okay, you want to hear mine?
No, but yeah.
All right, here's what my ChatGPT dating profile says. Good day. I'm a 38-year-old dad. sexy heart and a penchant for living life to the fullest. Originally from the land down under, but I've brought my laid-back attitude and love for good times to your current city. Well, you're put in your current city there. Don't say that. When I'm not hanging out with my fantastic little one, you'll find me indulging in some of life's simple pleasures like savory, delicious food, rocking my favorite jorts, and soaking up the sun. Shirtless, of course.
Unbelievable. Yours is way better. Literally, that's summed me up to a T.
I love the ChatGPT that started it off for you with G'day.
Hey, you had me at G'day.
They nailed it for you. We got this. You're getting all the ladies now.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.